Now, when you were at primary school, did you get the chance to play musical instruments? I always wanted to play the drums, or perhaps you sang in a choir. Perhaps you had an orchestra or a band and you were able to perform for family and friends. Well, community interest company SOMI Academy want to see more children get involved in music and build their own work, build it with confidence, with creativity and teamwork. Well, they've recently run a pilot program at Our Lady of Compassion Primary in Formby and now want to roll what they offer across the region. Well, Craig Andre Walsh is from the Academy and joins me now. Thanks for waiting, Craig. So listen, I know music is the key to everything, you know, but particularly in schools, you know, when we're young, what in your opinion, why is music so important in schools?
Do you know what, Kevin? It's hugely important. So we've seen it help children develop confidence, focus, you know, give them a way to express themselves as well. And we've seen as well that, you know, it's important extracurricularly, like what we do, but also like inside the classroom. So the program that we'll talk about now, it covers, you know, extracurricular band lessons that we do and inside the classroom. But I think it's good for teamwork, adaptability, and we've seen children, you know, come out the shell and gain confidence by doing it as well.
It is important, isn't it? And I guess is that it's like anything. I always think, you know, when we're learning a language at a young age, our brains are like sponges. Does that work the same as well, Craig, in terms of musical instruments and taking all that in?
That's such a great question, Kevin, because that's exactly how we teach. So we modelled it, our lessons on language learning, like through immersion. So, you know, instead of teaching nuts and bolts from the ground up, like one-to-one lessons, we let the children explore and learn through play. So they play together in bands and sort of learn by soaking it in. And then we backfill all the theory, all the music reading. So they still learn them, but they learn through what we call immersion. So that's a really good question. So yeah, it's a complete analogue. You learn exactly the same way we teach it as a language.
Yeah, I mean, it's great learning musical skills. But I guess you touched on it a bit there. It's about children becoming more, I guess, in that social environment, being more confident and being with other people who are doing the same thing, as well as doing the music and all of that. It's confidence is so huge, isn't it, when kids are young?
Massive, Kevin. Like all these soft skills, people think that when you learn an instrument or learn in a band environment that you just learn an instrument, you just learn a technical skill, but you're not. You're learning all these soft skills like teamwork, adaptability, confidence, you know, decision making, responsibility. It's amazing.
Yeah. And tell us a bit about the pilot project at Our Lady of Compassion Primary in Formby. Was that a success? Did it go exactly the way you wanted it to?
Yeah, you know what? It was a resounding success. And to be honest, Kevin, it's part of a wider pilot. Like we piloted this for 10 years at Lipper School. And then we've done Arts Council funded projects across Merseyside as well. And the final pilot was in Our Lady of Compassion. And, you know, we took some feedback from it. We gleaned some things. But overall, it was a resounding success. You know, we saw children, like year five children who'd never touched an instrument, come in. Within 2 months, they were reading music, they were identifying chords by ear, and then in the end, we did a little performance of Hound Dog by Elvis Presley, and it was unreal. Wow. You know? Yeah, the fact in 2 months that they could play that using all of our teaching systems was just incredible.
So here's the thing then, that, you know, we've got lots and lots of budding musicians who could become the next Beatles or go on to do incredible things, but we've got to give them the access, haven't we? We've got to give them the opportunity. And I know there's a lot of pressure on schools to reach academic studies and other targets. So what can we do more then, Craig, to help, you know, teachers bring music into schools, you know, without it being too difficult?
Do you know what, Kevin, our programme, the way we've done it, what we try to do, we design a programme that's affordable for parents and for schools. So our programme's parent-funded, £35 a month, which is like the equivalent of one private lesson currently with a teacher. And for that, students get weekly access to our piano and ensemble lessons. But on the backside of that, we also have support for classroom teachers, which we know is super duper important. So as well as the extracurricular that we're delivering, the instrumental tuition, we support classroom teachers with schemes of work, ready-made lessons, song banks and training as well. And we have AI and digital tools. So it's a holistic approach to answer your question. We know that it's got to be extracurricular, but it's also got to be curricular as well.
Yeah, and how far are we away of doing that? Obviously, to get music into more schools, it has to become part of the curriculum, like you were mentioning there. Is there anything more that can be done?
Do you know what? That's a really, really good question. And I think, to be honest, this holistic approach is, in our opinion, the way forward. So, you know, we're trying to get 20 schools by September, and if this goes well, we're going for 100 schools next September, because we really want to provide this. Yeah, it's absolutely a big scalable goal, but we really want to provide this support, and we think this holistic way, sort of this framework where everything feeds into each other, is the best way, in our opinion.
And just to finish off, Craig, do you play a musical instrument?
I do, yeah. So I've been a session player for 20 years. I've toured, I've gigged. I used to tour with Clean Cut Kid, I've done musicals. Yeah, so, and then I went into music teaching. So it's really close to my heart. And I feel like I do know what the children need to be performing because of that background.
And when did you first pick up a musical instrument?
It's a good question. I was about 14, so probably just going into year 11. And I sort of didn't get any support from school, and it's only in college and later on when I attended Liffey University and stuff that I really got the tuition and sort of support. So that's close to my heart as well.
Yeah, because starting at 14, I guess what we're looking at here, aren't we? If we can get our kids playing musical instruments from as early as, well, whenever they want to, the earlier the better, eh?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Oh, Craig, great to talk to you. Good luck with everything. No doubt we'll keep in touch and let us know how everything's going on. I think it's amazing what you're doing, and it's exactly what our kids need as well, to add on to what they're already doing.
Thanks, Kev. Can I just say, if anyone's interested, can you visit SOMI.academy/schools and fill out a form of interest? If you're a parent, teacher, if you're interested in getting it in your school, please, please go and fill out that form.
Right, okay. Just give us that address again, please, Craig.
Absolutely, it's SOMI, S-O-M-I, .academy/schools.
Perfect.
We'd love to hear from you.
Brilliant. Craig, all the best. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Kev. All the
Cheers.
Best.
Cheers. What a great opportunity that is, you know, for our kids to get involved in music and to add that alongside their academic studies as well. And like Craig was just pointing out there, it's not just the music, it's not just picking up the instruments, it's the social interaction as well, giving our kids the confidence that they need. We need access, we need opportunity, and the SOMI Academy is certainly providing that.